I think someone hilariously described it as a live mixing on stage, but why do you do that? I don't reckon it is. I think it's you're just keeping band members on their toes.
That's true, yeah. That's what I'm trying to
do. Something I feel complacent.
Yeah, because you can get very moody or something. Well, people have left for that reason. Not because they should do it just a bit.
Yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to do it, you know. Now, I say to them, I'm going to do it. I think it sounds good, you know. But it's, some musicians are very sensitive about things like that. The old text didn't tell him about it, you know. I wasn't on for it, half a set.
That's exactly what I thought.
Mark, you mentioned about writing short stories.
Yeah.
You've done spoken word. Can you see yourself ever being like Captain Beefheart and giving up music altogether, concentrating on other art forms?
No. My first drawing was Fall. That's the next day, isn't it? You know, you're 60 and all that stuff. I think it's a viable thing for us. It's a niche for us. I mean, that's what I saw when I was 18. I found the book world a very strange world. So.
Slow or something?
Eh?
Slow industry.
Not really. No. I think it's good. It's just not my discipline.
What do you mean, the idea of longevity, or just sitting there writing something for a period of time?
Well, but that's what I do anyway. But to be, I am dictated to by the music business. It doesn't matter what the clever you think you are. But I think the thing with big books is you're on your top. I think that's reflected in the quality of writing nowadays. I think a lot of writers are under a lot of pressure to finish or come up with bigger and bigger words. I mean, I'll tell the truth there. You know, we were under pressure to make a bigger book. So I'm thinking the better. I don't see that. I don't see why a book can't be that. If you want to be honest, you know, it could be just as good. Like a record. With a record, you know, we'll say, as I was saying before, you know, I was working with the old LP format of 40 to 50 minutes, you know. But they always sound like make it 70 off a bonus track. And, you know, I let it go sometimes, but, you know. Imagine if you're on your own, no support, you know, you just go yeah, just to get, you know what I'm saying, to get the thing out to start off.
There's a question though.
Yeah, looking back, were the Groundhogs a favourite band of yours in the early 70s when you was a teenager, or did you come to appreciate them later?
Your favourite group?
No, was it? Were they yours?
Or no, it was one of the first groups I saw, really.
Yeah. So you appreciated them at the time, rather than...
Yeah, because you keep going back to them a bit, don't you? All I'm saying is that I related to them, which I didn't relate to a lot of groups in those days.
Yeah,
really
same.
Scruffy and greasy head, which is very unusual.
Yeah. Because they were prog, but they weren't. Yeah. Unusual.
Yeah, well.
Mark, would you have any ex band members back in the fall?
Not anymore, no. Not at all. I made that mistake before.
Do you ever regret losing any band members over the years?
Not really, no.
Yeah, just wondering, how do you feel about doing things like this? Do you find it a bit weird?
Very strange.
Would you rather not